The Tom Woods Show, episode 1114.
Prepare to set fire to the index card of allowable opinion. Your daily dose of liberty education starts here. The Tom Woods Show.
Folks, with its incredible reviews and customer satisfaction, Casper is becoming the internet's favorite mattress. Get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/woods and using promo code Woods at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. Hi, everybody. Tom Woods here. I've got a bit of a potpourri episode, just a few issues on my mind I want to hit on today, and I don't know what order I'm going to do them in, but I guess there are just three things that are driving me crazy right now. Two of them are current events. One of them is evergreen, we might say. And one of them is this issue with Rand Paul and Mike Pompeo being nominated for Secretary of State and Gina Haspel for Director of the CIA. And I don't have a lot to say about that, except that I am really glad to see this Rand Paul. I think he has been absolutely outstanding this year in so many ways. And I was somebody who was very critical of him, or at least, let's say, not critical of the messaging in the presidential campaign and the strategy. I just thought it was all wrong and confused and lacked energy and focus. It didn't have the excitement that we should have had in any kind of Paul campaign. I didn't like the personnel who were running it. That's for darn sure. I think I've been pretty vindicated on that one. But I didn't hesitate to say when I thought mistakes were being made, because I don't think the movement benefits from yes men all the time, that anything one of our people does is just ipso facto brilliant all the time. I don't think it is. So anyway, I voiced my concerns about it, but at the same time, I'm glad to acknowledge when good things are done and give credit when it's due, absolutely. And I did that in an email to my mailing list a little bit earlier this year, and now I just have to repeat this, really, and say that there's nobody else really who would be making an ideological statement about Mike Pompeo. I mean, I understand there's some hesitation that John McCain has about Gina Haspel, but that might be over torture, and McCain has actually been against torture. But in terms of just a thoroughgoing ideological opposition, that's highly unusual, especially by a member of the same party. Because what typically happens is the establishment nominee just gets the appointment. Once in a while, the person is voted down, but usually just along boring, predictable partisan lines. And if the party affiliation had been different, the same people voting against would be voting in favor. So there's no real principle there. But to see a principled opposition on the grounds that, look, this guy was a cheerleader for an overwhelmingly catastrophic foreign policy disaster, the war in Iraq. Enormously expensive, caused enormous damage in every possible way, did us absolutely no good whatsoever. Probably the stupidest war in American history. There has to be some consequence for that. It's so weird in our society that you can advocate something as horrific as that, and then nothing happens to you. There's no Southern Poverty Law Center that drives you out of polite society. The media doesn't stop featuring you on television. It doesn't become a black mark on people's records that they mention your name or read what you write. You just re-enter the discourse pretty much immediately. Nothing happens to you. Well, you know, nobody's perfect, and you move on. Nobody's perfect. 2 to 4 million displaced people, deaths that we can hardly even begin to count, just catastrophe everywhere, instability everywhere, radical Islam, which they're supposedly fighting against, you know, on the rise all over the place after that thing, Iran, the power they all supposedly fear, greatly strengthened by it, and we're just, oh, yeah, well, okay. So what's your next policy that you favor? Unbelievable. So for somebody to stand up and say, no, wait a minute, that's not normal, okay? It's not normal that somebody could be so wrong about such an important thing that involves the taking of human life on a grand scale and just say, oops, my bad? Plus, I don't even know if I don't know. I haven't looked if Pompeo says my bad or if he says, no, we actually benefited from the war. Who even know? Who cares? What difference does it make? It's amazing that that does not affect you professionally in America, does not do anything to you. He's not going to have any trouble finding employment, that's for sure. Rand is also concerned about torture and waterboarding. And he says that Gina Haspel, there are notes from things she said at a CIA black op location where she was cheering on waterboarding and kind of making fun of the victim. And Rand found this creepy. Liz Cheney's response to this on Twitter was to say, Gina Haspel has spent her career defending the American people and homeland, which of course means defending what? You know, Goldman Sachs or whatever. I mean, it never, not defending me, that's for darn sure. Rand Paul, she continues, is defending and sympathizing with terrorists. And so I responded on Twitter to say, you can always count on a neocon to jump in and make sure that 50 IQ analysis gets inserted into the conversation. He's sympathizing with terrorists. I mean, you would think that that was a joke. That's so dumb. Just so low level that you would say that. You almost can't believe somebody says it in all seriousness. Okay, I get her last name is Cheney. I get what the influences were there. But I wonder if even these people at some level say things like this just because they know that the rubes will cheer them on. Does she actually think Rand Paul is siding with terrorists? Is she that dumb, or is she just saying that because she thinks Joe Sixpack will clap his hands? I don't know, but I do see people in comments section saying, oh, you know, Rand is such a great guy except for this. No, the thing that makes him good is this. This is what's supposed to happen in society. We're supposed to actually argue about these things. We're not supposed to have these boring bipartisan approvals of everything. We're supposed to fight and argue about stuff that really matters, actually important stuff. I mean, what's more important than this? We're supposed to be fighting about it, not just acquiescing in it. Oh, here's another cookie-cutter guy who agrees with all the other cookie-cutter guys who gotten us into a terrific mess with zero to show for it other than instability everywhere and trillions of dollars heaven knows where. Yep, we sure don't need anybody questioning that. Rand, you better get in line. We don't need anybody questioning that. Why don't we? Weird. And these are the conservatives. Heaven help us. These are the conservatives. They look at a total disaster of a foreign policy, and they say, well, the real danger here is that anyone would be critical of this, that anybody would be critical of government intervention overseas. So good for Rand. Good for Rand. All right, second issue that's going on here. I want to read you the statement that was posted just the other day, the day of the first of the student walkouts. I think people have forgotten they originally scheduled the walkout for April 20th. So this is actually an earlier one. April 20th is supposed to be the big one because that's the anniversary of Columbine. But people are speaking as if this is the walkout. Well, unless they've given up on the other one, it's just a walkout. But anyway, the students were walking out, obviously, to call for gun control. And I know you can find some students who say I was just there memorializing the deaths of the students in the Florida school shooting. That could well be, but I don't know. You don't swiftly organize things like this so systematically just for the sake of honoring fallen people. I wish that were the case. I wish that were, but in general, there's almost always something political going on when something like this is so swift and systematic. And I mean, look, I can tell you, I know what's going on at the local high school where I live. I know what's going on there. I know that anybody who supports gun rights is on the defensive and is being treated like a pariah and a weirdo. I know that. So don't try and tell me that this is just a nonpartisan and that there was nothing ideological about it. Come on. It's we demand legislation. And in fact, the headline on CNN was something about students have had enough and this is their protest. So that obviously goes to show they are not just memorializing people, they are engaged in political advocacy and they've had enough, which means they want to pass a law. Well, of course, can hardly blame them for that after years and years and years of state propaganda. What other solution could we have expected them to come up with other than pass a law, right? We have something bad in society. Let's pass a law against that bad thing. Yep. Never thought to try that before. Well, anyway, it's a bad thing all around. It is not to be encouraged in any way, especially the idea that they would assume that there's a political solution to the problem. instead of thinking, well, let's just think practically. What can we do right here in our school to improve security? What can we do right now? Instead of some pie in the sky, let's just take guns out of people's hands, which there are way too many of them, even if you wanted to do that. There's no way that's going to happen. That can't happen. But again, this is just typical of the whole mentality of the public school. It's always some pie in the sky solution. It's always some utopian way of thinking. They're never just taught practical, here's what we can accomplish under these circumstances. Here are the finite goals we can expect to reach. Everything is always carried out in the spirit of the commencement speech, the graduation speech about follow your dreams and you can do anything if you put your mind to it. Like everything that governs the public school seems to follow that kind of language and that kind of mentality. Like it's never practical. It never has any connection to the world here. And which, by the way, I always complain that, speaking of having no connection to the world, they also don't train the kids to survive in the world. They give them a lot of knowledge that they're not going to remember or use, and they certainly let them know what opinions are allowed to be uttered. That they darn sure learn about that, but they don't know anything about starting a business or supporting themselves. They don't know anything about that. All right, anyway. So here's what the Libertarian Party decides to post yesterday. Okay, here's what the Libertarian posted. This is absolutely real, and we have been told that the chairman drafted this language. So this isn't some underling. This is the guy in charge. To all of the students walking out today, we admire you for standing up for political change. Okay, continues. Based on past results, old party politicians will ignore your pleas for change as soon as the news cycle moves on and the cameras turn off. And then, if you want to make real political change, joining the Libertarian Party sends a clearer message that politicians can't ignore since it hits them in the votes. Hashtag National Walkout Day, hashtag walkout, hashtag vote libertarian. Now that's like a stoner wrote it. And I don't even mean to put stoners down, but I wouldn't write a statement in that condition. That makes no sense. So come join the Libertarian Party, which is advocating the exact opposite of what you're advocating today. Maybe you won't notice that. Who in his right mind could think that is the appropriate response here? Well, let's try to harness their idealism. I'm just trying to think of what kind of half-baked, and I'm choosing my language carefully, what kind of half-baked rationalization could you come up with for this thing? We got to try to channel their idealism in the right, okay, then at least do them the courtesy and show them the respect to tell them the truth and be honest with them. I mean, I think it was the Libertarian Party of Louisiana put out a much better little statement, much, much better, right, much more to the point. This thing, what does this even mean? We admire you for standing up for political change. So political change in the abstract is something you admire? Then why don't you cheer the alt-right? They're calling for political change. Why don't you cheer the Communist Party? They're calling for political change. Why does it happen to be that the only time we hear the LP make these mealy-mouthed statements about we support your stand for political change, it's always some leftist cause, and we supposedly admire them. Always some leftist cause. They will never. You tell me the last time the Libertarian Party said anything like, "Well, we appreciate that you're standing up for a traditional marriage, you know, and we respect that, and maybe you'd be more likely to get what you want in a libertarian society." Never. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. And I can already hear the objections from these people about, well, that's evil. Okay, so disarming people's not evil? All right, I'm getting so upset here that I'm going to have to just take a minute to tell you about the Casper mattress, because I've got to come down from this a little bit. I'm going to tell you about the Casper mattress because this is something that when you're in this agitated mood like I'm in right now, you will feel a lot better. It turns out that my co-host over at the Contra Krugman podcast, actually, that's Bob Murphy, bought the Casper mattress because he heard it on my show. He heard about how great it is. He likes the idea that you have multiple supportive memory foams. You get a really good quality sleep surface, just the right amounts of sink and bounce. And it's got over 20,000 reviews with an average of 4.8 stars across various e-commerce platforms. So, all right, he was impressed by this, not to mention delivered right to your door in a small, how do they do that size box. He actually texted me a photo of the box. He said, I cannot believe a mattress is inside this thing. And, well, he absolutely loves it. It gives you a tremendous night's sleep. Not to mention affordable prices and hassle-free returns. In fact, you can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free sleep-on-it trial. Free shipping and returns in the U.S. and Canada. You spend one-third of your life sleeping, so you should be comfortable. Well, Tom Woods Show listeners get $50 toward a mattress when you go to casper.com/woods and use promo code WOODS at checkout. That's casper.com/woods using promo code WOODS. Terms and conditions apply. All right, I'm back over here. Now, I actually had three things I was going to talk to you about. I was going to talk to you about just cheering on Rand Paul. That's great. We should support him on this. And second, I was going to talk about this Libertarian Party thing. And then third, I had one other thing. I may save that third one. That third one requires a whole episode of its own. I better not tell you what it is till it actually happens. But I do want to take a few more minutes on this LP thing, by the way, because, oh my gosh, because these are the same people, one of who said, I guess the convention director, whatever, said there's this whole controversy that supposedly that they wouldn't let Ron Paul come speak, and then they denied that. They said that they would and whatever. But they were saying that people who were alleging this just didn't understand how the speaker invitation process worked. Well, look, who knows how that works? But what we do know is that the guy in charge of the convention said Ron Paul, quote, has no idea what the LP represents. Well, you know what? Neither do I. You issue a statement like that, this statement that means nothing, this milquetoast statement about supporting political change in the abstract, when everybody has supported political change to some degree, what does that even mean? And then say, well, come join us, even though we're advocating the exact opposite of what you're calling for, because the real problem with the existing parties is that they're probably not going to listen to you. That's the message. I mean, I'm not making that up. That's what was said in that statement. Yeah, well, I don't blame Ron Paul if he doesn't understand what the LP represents. Neither do I, neither do you. How could you? And now I might also add, by the way, that I can already anticipate that there will be people saying, Woods, shouldn't we all just get along? Why would you be critical of the Libertarian Party? Aren't the Democrats worse? Yes, I know the Democrats are worse. Yes, I know that. Okay, this is like, why would I criticize certain people when Barack Obama was worse? Well, partly because everybody's already criticizing Barack Obama. That's why I didn't talk that much about him. I try to think of what is my unique role here, and criticizing Barack Obama ain't it, because you can get that on every street corner of the internet. I don't need to criticize Barack Obama. Likewise, yeah, I guess I talk about the Democrats. I talk about leftism more generally, but I think people kind of get the problems with the Democrats. The issue here is precisely because the Libertarian Party has the word libertarian in its name and is at least perceived by some people, rightly or wrongly, but perceived by some people as speaking for libertarians, well, you're darn right we better push back when nonsense like this happens. And it happens more than you may realize. We especially should be pushing back. We should be the ones who should be the absolute last to stay silent in a situation like this. We've got to push back when nonsensical statements and just extremely, to call them weak wouldn't even be. They're convoluted. They make no sense. When this kind of thing happens, of course we have to push back. Not because we relish a fight. I mean, well, you know, we all relish a fight, I suppose, when the situation calls for it, but because the tradition we belong to demands it. It's an honorable tradition. It's a beautiful tradition. It's an extraordinary set of ideas, and we owe it to this tradition not to let it be, not even diluted is missing the point, to be distorted, to be almost thrown away. Where was libertarianism in any of that nonsense that I just read to you? It's not even there. And so I feel like we especially can't sit back and let that happen. And of course, let's not forget, we have a leadership that is critical of, well, some of the most important scholars we have in the entire movement. And critical of them for what? Well, basically, on the same grounds that the New York Times would be critical of them. And you know, they're fascists, we're told. Fascists. That's the word that was strongly implied that people like me, Tom Woods, people like me are fascists. Now, I get that Rachel Maddow might say, but even Rachel Maddow is too smart for that, honestly. I don't think she would even do that. But of all people, the Libertarian Party would sink to that level of leftist discourse. And yeah, I know people don't like me saying leftist in association with Libertarian Party, but sorry, the only people throwing the word fascist around indiscriminately are leftists. That's just a fact. They're the only people doing it. So they can be super clear when they want the world to know. It's interesting. They want the world to know, look, we don't support these politically incorrect people who happen to be libertarians. We don't support them. We want the world to be crystal clear about that. But when it comes to the possibility of disarming the public, or at least the very least, making it much more difficult for them to arm themselves, instead it's this mealy-mouthed, meaningless, we don't even know what the heck they're saying. So they're quite capable of getting right to the point and being super clear when it comes to character assassination. They can do that. When it comes to eating their own, they can be as precise as you could ask for. But when we just want to know where they stand on guns, they're missing in action. So, what are my conclusions here? Couple of things. First, go join the Libertarian Party Mises Caucus. You can find them online at lpmisescaucus.com. These are good folks. They believe in libertarianism like nobody you've ever met. And they're trying to do some good within the Libertarian Party. And if you are interested in what the Libertarian Party is supposed to be trying to do, then you'll definitely want to look these guys up and give them the support that you can. Second, the third thing I was going to talk to you about today also involves character assassination. And so I might remind you that in this world we live in, a lot of our people just sit around in terror. Their boss will find out that they tweeted something unapproved or they had a thought that's off the 3x5 card of allowable opinion. And that's just no way to live. It's hard to live that way. And there are ways to get around that. And one of the ways that's made it possible for a lot of people to avoid living in that situation all the time is the advent of the internet. Because the internet makes you the king of the world, basically. You can pursue your own destiny thanks to the internet. And you don't have to worry about what people say because you can still make a decent living for yourself because you have no boss who's going to destroy your life in one way or another. You have nobody who's going to blacklist you. You can do all kinds of things online that don't involve your name. You can be an e-commerce expert or whatever. You can do all kinds of things that don't rely on the goodwill of people who can't stand the sight of you, basically. So if that interests you, I'm always coming up with ideas for how you can do it. I have a separate mailing list just for these topics, and you can hop on it and also get my step-by-step ebook on exactly what I do over at PathsToIncome.com. So check out PathsToIncome.com. Unlike the current leadership of the Libertarian Party, I'm very clear about where I stand on guns and on school shootings and on what ought to be done, and I have got a free book coming out on that within probably 24 hours, so I will be updating you on how to get that. Cost you nothing. And it'll give you all the arguments and, so to speak, ammunition you need to defend yourself in fights you're going to probably wind up in on social media. So that's coming. I'll be announcing that as soon as I can. And finally, before I let you go, I want to introduce you to a brand new website created by a listener of this show, and it's called solitarygal.com. She recently wrote an article on the FEE website, Foundation for Economic Education, called I Grew Up in a Communist System, Here's What Americans Don't Understand About Freedom. She grew up in communist Romania, and she got some great, tremendous feedback from that article, shared thousands and thousands of times. So she's got a website called solitarygal.com, and there she does talk about a lot of the things you'd expect to encounter on a libertarian site, like individual liberty and the perils of central planning and the merits of economic liberty and so on and so forth. But she's also inspired by that great book, How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World by Harry Brown. And she says in an email to me, she says, by listening to your podcast and reading other material out there, I found resources in the field of education, healthcare, and financing that are not mainstream. These are free market resources, which are a better match for the libertarian lifestyle I envision. On my blog, I go over some of these discoveries so other like-minded people can take advantage of them without having to do all their own research. So a lot of interesting stuff covered over at solitarygal.com. So give her some traffic, head over there and check that out. And of course, I will promote your site on my show and give you a bunch of other very valuable bonuses if you get your hosting through my link, and I'll lay out exactly what the bonuses are at tomwoods.com/publicity. All right, so let's recap here what your action steps are. In addition to helping out solitarygal.com, you're going to go join the Mises Caucus of the Libertarian Party at lpmisescaucus.com. That's lpmisescaucus.com. Then you're going to go to pathstoincome.com and get my free book, and you're going to hang on. You're going to join me tomorrow when I will tell you how to get my brand new ebook called Your Facebook Friends Are Wrong About Guns. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Become a smarter libertarian in just 30 minutes a day. Visit tomwoods.com to subscribe to the show for free, and we'll see you next time.